This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're exploring the global hunger epidemic with writer and policy advocate David Reif. He's a senior fellow at the World Policy Institute. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. David has spent 6 years researching food issues around the globe and writes about his findings in his book, The Reproach of Hunger: Food, Justice, and Money in the 21st Century. Corporations have a legal obligation to profit maximize in the short term for their shareholders, right? So they really can get in even legal trouble if they factor in altruism.
Absolutely. And if you look at the history of corporate philanthropy, and you know, corporate philanthropy has done a great deal of good, I think. I'm very, very critical. You know, corporate philanthropy has done a lot of good things, but the same, you have the money. Bill Gates has the money, or Jeff Zuckerberg has the money to do these things because of a tax system that favors business over private citizens, as Warren Buffett has pointed out time and time again, that he pays less tax than his assistant or the cleaner in his building in proportional terms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is that problem, but there's also the problem of, you know, as one of Buffett's sons, Peter, once put it, that, you know, in a way, the philanthropy depends on, as it were, robbing Peter to pay Paul. So Bill Gates, as a guy with however many million Microsoft shares, wants to do all kinds of good things with his foundation, but he has the money to do so through a fairly unjust tax system. So again, these are just some of the problems that I try to address in the book. I mean, let's be honest about this. Bill Gates has done brilliant things, but if he finds Jesus tomorrow or whatever, or I don't know, has some other cause, decides he wants to give all his money to the opera, nothing can stop him. He is accountable to literally no one. And, you know, there are problems with our democracy, but at least there's some accountability and the possibility of it getting better.
Doesn't work in corporate accounting, I'm afraid. Hey, the Pope has just come out like no Pope yet on the issue of economic justice and fighting hunger. Is that going to have an impact on the next generation's struggle to eradicate hunger?
Well, listen, the Pope is a very complicated figure. I'm not a person of faith, so I hesitate always to say either positive or negative things about great religious leaders. But it seems to me that he has forced a billion people who listen to him, not just as an important person in the world, but as the Holy Father of their mm-hmm. church, to think about things that other popes may have cared about but have not emphasized.
Probably danced around the issue.
They've danced around the issue, yeah. Or they've just, it's been subordinate to other questions for them. Whereas this man, he really wants to make poverty and the environment the central moral questions of our time, which, after all, along with refugees, they are.